Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our spring membership drive. More about that in just a minute. One in four Americans say they started retirement earlier than they wanted. That's according to a survey by Wells Fargo Gallup Investor and Retirement Optimism Index. And that same survey found that half of those who responded are unsure of or haven't put much thought into retirement finances. We've brought along Jonathan Pond to help. He's known as America's financial planner. He's dedicated much of his career to helping everyday people make the most of their finances. He has shared his wisdom on many network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and NBC. But his commitment to public media is bigger than ever. Every year he joins All Sides to share his wisdom during our membership drives, and we welcome him back. Welcome back, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to be with you, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And as I said, it is our spring membership drive. And I just want to remind you that listener support is the foundation of our budget. We can't do it without you. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. This book is newly updated to reflect today's economy, and for that gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order online. You can get Money Smarts right now by going to WOSU.org or calling 866-897-9678. Remember, we need you. You need us. We need you. It's a symbiotic relationship. Everybody wins. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan Pond, when did you start going and working with public media to raise money, also share your messages?
I would love to know the start date. It was 25 years ago.
Wow.
Plus. Yeah, It's been marvelous to be able to reach so many people and to help them do the right thing. One of the issues these days is that there's so much biased information out there. There are people that have an agenda, but I will remind the listeners that I do have an agenda, and that is to, as soon as you can, call 866-897-9678. But that aside, planning your financial future and achieving your financial dreams is not as complicated as Wall Street and the insurance industry and everybody else would like you to think. I mean, quite frankly, they would like you to be totally bamboozled by this, but it's not that that difficult, and you can take control of your financial future. Sure, you might want some help along the way. I'm reminded of a remark that a friend of mine for many years, the late economist John Kenneth Galbraith, once said. It was a remark that he managed to get expunged from the quote books, and you'll find out why in a second. He said, when he was a professor at Harvard, he said, you know, we'll always need a Wall Street because that's where we can send our least able graduates for gainful employ. And I'm not suggesting that that may be the case, but I think he was onto something. This was, by the way, he said this in the 50s. It's not entirely an exaggeration, because this just isn't that complicated. I mean, it's just not. And that's what I will try to do in the next hour, and that's what the tools that we have. Somebody said, well, do I have to know a lot of the jargon about finances and investing in order to understand your book? And my response is I would have failed grievously if that were the case. The key, you live beneath your means, you insure against calamity, and you invest what you save wisely and regularly, and you, I think, should buy a house and don't take 30 years to pay it off, and everything will fall into place. I mean, people do a lot of people do achieve financial security. It might take them most of their working life, but that's okay. And by the way, when you're doing that along the way, you don't have to lay awake at night worrying if the if you're going to need a new transmission in your car because you don't have the money to pay for it, because you'll have money set aside. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but it escapes a lot of people, and I'm here to help straighten you out.
Thanks to Karen Cousins in Galloway for your pledge, and also Amy Meehan in Columbus for your pledge of support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher and all of the stuff that we provide you every day from, you know, 24 hours a day, from the BBC News to All Things Considered to Morning Edition to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me if you need some laughs, there's our new The Daily that comes on about 6:30 every night. Love that new show. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. We're going to talk more about some of the thank you gifts we have for you this hour. Thanks to Jonathan Pond. So stay with us. Also, if you have a question for Jonathan, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Jerry, you're on the air. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I wanted to tell you a story about Jonathan Ponce, because I've heard him many times, and I sent my CFC, Certified Financial Consultant, a book many, many years ago.
Yeah.
The book was entitled Dow 3000. You're probably not old enough to remember that the Dow was only at 800.
Oh, Dow 3000, right, yeah.
Yeah. He's still got that book, and I kid him about it. But I got to say this. I read Dan Dorfman. You probably don't remember him. He was a financial writer, and he suggested Vanguard Mutual Fund.
Okay.
And I did. I told my wife, and we took our CDs and put them in Vanguard Mutual Funds. And one thing I'll say about Jack Bogle, who started Vanguard Mutual Funds.
Uh-huh.
He had a fellow pointing to him, pointing to another fellow, and he says, Jack, you see that fellow over there? He's a hedge fund manager. He'll make more money in a week than you make in a year. If you hadn't made Vanguard a non-profit mutual fund, you'd be a millionaire.
Okay.
Jack Bogle said, I've got one thing he'll never have. What's that, Jack? Enough,
right.
Yeah, and Jack is a long time. I would say we go back 30 or 40 years, and he's a marvelous guy. He also, he and Warren Buffett, I've been thinking about writing an article on it. He, and thank you so much, Jerry, for those great comments. You've interacted with the right people, let me say that, other than perhaps me. But the Warren Buffett and Jack Bogle, who both will admit that they have enough, have both lived in their homes, their present homes, for 60 years. And there's a lesson there for all of us, that you can have all the money in the world, as Buffett almost does.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they're happy with what they've got.
Right.
That's something that all of us need to understand. Be happy with what you've got. Don't buy a house and a year later think about getting a bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't envy somebody who you think has more than you, when in fact they probably have more debt than you do, and they're living, you know, they're just living beyond their means.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be discomforted by your lot in life, because you do have a lot, and you will do well. Be happy with what you've got. You know, that's the key, and that's what Jack and Warren Buffett have. Of course, it's a lot easier, but that's what Jerry has. And I hope you take that to heart, and you don't let your kids become rapacious consumers.
Hmm.
It doesn't. It's not necessary. There are a lot of things you can do with your kids, which will provide lessons for them. And one is to periodically say we can't afford it. And that's an important thing to impart on them. There are limits. And just because your neighbor's kid got a new car doesn't mean that you need a new car. You don't need a new car.
Thanks to Natalie Stoner in Worthington and also Eric Vessels in Delaware for your pledges of support. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering 3 thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. The number 866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.com. Our thank you gift levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone and any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. So each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, that number is 866-897-9678. 897-9678. Let's talk a little bit more about the stock market. I heard during a break that it's up today, but it could be down again tomorrow. It's up and down. It's making people nervous. This is a time to sit tight, right?
By and large, sit tight. I do, you know, work with some people, and I've been adding, you know, on very bad days when it's down 400, 500 points, I buy. That's
buy low, sell high, right?
Buy low, sell high. That will be the right decision. Now, some people, a lot of people don't have the stomach for that. But when it's down 400 or 500 points, you don't want to sell. And it's all predicated upon being well diversified. And that's one of the things, that's the most important contribution, I think, that the Money Smarts Investment Planner, which Ann and I will talk about in due course, does. It provides you with a customized, no two are the same, customized array, because I have enough information from your questionnaire to be able to provide you with a summary of what I think the best way to diversify your money so you stay out of trouble in markets like this. One thing that's been doing well and I think is a real opportunity is international stocks. They're doing better than U.S. stocks now. They're still losing some money, but they're doing better than U.S. stocks. Now, that doesn't mean you put half your money into international stocks, but I think you should have 10%, maybe 15% there. They've done horribly. That's what you might say. Well, they've done horribly over the past several years. And I say, exactly. That's why you want more of it. That's why I want more of it. And speaking of more, let me just make a correction in being happy with what you've got. As many of I hope many of your listeners and contributors are students or are involved in academia.
Right.
When I say be happy with what you've got, that doesn't mean you don't want to excel at your career. You don't want to get the training and knowledge that you need to be the best you can be. And I also say that if that results in your making an ungodly amount of money, more power to you. You've got to remember remember your charitable impulses. But whatever you want to do, just excel in it. But along the way, be happy with what you've got, I guess, but don't be content with your career. Your career, by the way, I have the book has a chapter on your career, the Money Smarts book, because that's your single most important investment. It's going to get you the money that you need to achieve your financial dreams. And I hope you will make a as generous a contribution as you can to WOSU I think it's money very well spent. I was thinking this morning about the program, and I would guess that when Ann and her colleagues met yesterday, they were going to say, I just hope Jonathan won't talk about our studio. but unfortunately, and it's not. And what I say, having had the opportunity to do a live show there a long time ago, I will say one thing, and that is your contribution doesn't go to furniture.
Hey, wait a minute.
In the studio. I mean, I think they did some dumpster diving for that. So it's not lavish, let's we put it that way.
No, it's not lavish, but we do the best we can with what we have, and we hope that our listeners and the people who support us financially know that we make the most of every dollar you give us. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support right now during our spring membership drive. Thanks to Ryan Maybrier from Chillicothe for your pledge of support this hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I just want to give people a little bit of an idea. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and you are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. And joining me this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. And remember, this book is newly updated to reflect not only the economy, but the changes in law. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. It's more fun that way. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Now, if you have a question for Jonathan, 614-292-8513, or you could email us at allsides@wosu.org, or like Raquel, you can send us a message on Facebook. Go to the All Sides Facebook page and post your question or comment. And what Raquel wants to talk about goes to what you were saying just a few minutes ago. She says, I was curious to know where personal happiness comes into things when considering a career path. Everyone seems to be more concerned with earning the most money, not being happy with your life choices. And I think this is so important. I know I made a huge life choice when I came over to public media, made a huge change in my lifestyle, but I've never looked back. It's always been worth it, Jonathan Pond.
That's right. And Raquel, you're exactly right. It really is a balancing act. And it's unfortunate that people need to take an unbiased view of the future of their career. That the issue of postponing your specialization through a liberal arts education comes into play. But quite frankly, there are some areas which you may think is ideal for you, which may not have the opportunity that it used to have, and you hate to look at it that way, but that's a trade-off you need to make. It's a trade-off. You major in something or you specialize in something that has limited prospects, both from the standpoint of getting and maintaining a job and remuneration. Balance that off against being in an area that you know is not going to be subject to the impact of disruptive innovation, robotics. I mean, it's here, and in some instances you can combine those skills. I mean, if you want to work in a newsroom, for example, they're getting computers now to write articles, particularly sports articles. You know, get involved in that. And you may be able to be at the crest of a wave, which is coming, but it's going to be unfortunate for many people.
Robin in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Robin.
Hi. I'm so happy I was on my way to a meeting and in my car and able to call in to talk with Jonathan Pond, who I've read and find very helpful. So I'm about to retire, and my financial advisor is suggesting that we take about half of our nest egg and put it into a GMIB, and then the other half would go into traditional IRAs.
What's a GMIB?
And, well, I'll have Jonathan explain that because I'm not real clear. So I'd like his opinion about that product, but then the other is when you put your money into, like, IRAs, it's dependent upon the stock market, and with the events in our world these days, like being on the precipice of bombing another country and angering other countries, like what happens to the stock market in those kinds of big stresses? Because I don't know.
All right. So All right. Robin has kind of a two-parter.
Yeah, you know? Robin, I have no idea what a GMIB is. I'm afraid the first word is guaranteed.
Do you know what GMIB stands for, Robin?
Oh, I wish I could remember. Okay. So it's like an insurance policy.
Yeah, it's an annuity.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's an annuity, yeah.
It's an annuity, and I can say with considerable certainty that would be the worst decision that you could make at this juncture, and it would be the best decision your advisor could make because the commissions on it are breathtaking. I don't know your overall situation, but the investment planner will help advise you on this. But these annuities are tied to interest rates. We're still in a period of interest rates that are so low, you're not going to get any bang for your buck with an annuity. So I see this so much on the talk shows. People are calling, oh, yeah, I need the guarantees because the world's going to fall apart. Well, there are other ways to get guarantees. You could buy treasury bonds. I presume they would be okay. Or you could buy ultra-conservative investments. But don't – you see, with the annuity – Robin, there's no turning back. It's funny. I was talking yesterday on a show, and I said there's no turning back with these because they have to pay a big commission. So you're not allowed to cash your money in for anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and that's why so many people realize. You'll hear people like me saying that's not a good decision, and then you're stuck with it. Unless you pay a big fee to get out of it. So I would ask two questions in addition to understanding what it is, and it'll probably be the first thing I look up when I get back to the office.
It stands for Guaranteed Minimum Income Benefit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. It's an annuity. Thank you so much, Robin.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Anne, I should say. It's an annuity with guarantees. You don't have to go very far in the press to see that this is a gimmick that the insurance companies are doing. And, if you delve deeply into it or just do a search online, you're going to find that it's not the kind of thing that you would invest in, I believe. Don't let them scare you. Don't let them say, we're going to have imminent nuclear war, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's unlikely, and I tell you, if things are so bad that the market is permanently impaired, you can probably kiss your annuity goodbye as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry to get exercised. The question I would ask is, the first question I would ask is, what if I want to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
What if I decide to get out of it, or I need the money, or something happens? And find out what the period is. And you're within your rights to say, is there a commission on this?
Right. I mean, what's in it for you,
the
investment counselor, the financial advisor?
It's typically 8%.
Okay.
So that's quite a bit. Anyway, Robin, thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's important for people to realize that the financial services industry is some in it are completely above board. Others are perhaps above board, but they're likely to try to push you into things that benefit them more than they benefit you. And that's why you need to be objective And believe me, my Money Smarts financial planner and Money Smarts investment planner have had a great impact on people because the information there is painfully objective. I had one of the big Wall Street firms write me and say, what are you trying to do with these things? Put us all out of business? And I didn't respond to that. But if that's their attitude, that, you know, telling people to look at commissions and shop around for insurance that you have and shop around for the best mortgage rate and what, you know, all of this, if that's a problem for them, I couldn't give a hoot about them. I give a hoot about the people, and that's why the marriage here of public media and what I have to do is so important. And you know, I'm blathering on, but may I just explain in some detail what these planners do, Anne?
Yeah, and just before you do, though, and I want to say bye to Robin in Clintonville. Thank you for that great question. But that this is the investment planner, the financial planner are two things that you can use to compare and contrast with your financial advisor. You know, Robin has one. She's calling you with is exactly what you can use as a roadmap. But go ahead, Jonathan, explain what we're talking about here.
Yeah. And one of the questions that's asked in the questionnaire on the investment planner is if you have an investment advisor. And I don't turn around and criticize the investment advisor. I talk about working with your investment advisor. But suffice it to say, of the people that contribute to their public media station and get and receive the investment advisor questionnaire, well over half of them already have a financial planner or investment advisor, and this is deemed from them a second opinion. But these two planners. The first and second most popular thank you gifts on public media, and one reason for that is that a lot of people every year they want an update, and these planners are updated constantly. But here's the framework: shortly after you make your contribution, you'll receive a questionnaire or questionnaires. By the way, the two of them are available with the book at a $20 a month sustainer level. And you can take your time on the questionnaire. You can fill it out on paper or you can fill it out online. It doesn't matter. If you fill it out online, you don't even need to leave. Give me your name. I do need your email address. But, you know, if you're worried about confidentiality, you can do this anonymously. And then it comes back to me and you'll receive a report. It depends. The length can be anywhere from, 25 to 50 or 60 pages. By the way, if you get one that's 60 pages, don't conclude that your situation must be awful. It's probably your situation is pretty complicated. So no two are the same. That's the beauty of these. And you'll receive a plan, and in the investment planner, you'll receive a suggested investment allocation. How you should diversify your investments. I make specific investment suggestions of no-load mutual funds or exchange-traded funds in every category of investment that makes sense for you. I give you a hierarchy of the best places to put your money because it varies by people according to what their situation is. Are they working age or retired? Although I will say, and I hope Robin is listening, inevitably, the last one on the list is an annuity. So that's true across the board, I think, for people. If interest rates were three times what they are right now, I would probably wax philosophic about the beauty of annuities. But this isn't the time to do it. So this is how it works. There's no deadline in completing your questionnaire. But there is a deadline for calling in because I just don't, I'll go back to the office and some people will call in. Now, presumably you could call the station later, but I wouldn't count on it. But you can try to call my office and it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. That's my commitment to public media. And I want you to show your commitment at whatever level is comfortable for you. But I gather that, the $20 a month, and that's a wonderful show of support, is a great way. Hey, think about dividends. I talk about dividends in the investment planner because they're so important these days. But WOSU pays a dividend every day of the year. And that's a great investment as far as I'm concerned. And it's not only for you. I mean, your chances are you're well-educated, you're reasonably affluent or will be, and yet WOSU reaches everybody in the community, those that don't have the advantages that you have. And it gives them education, guidance, thoughtful reflection. And I hope in this instance everyone, no matter where they are on the financial spectrum, is getting some education here that they can use. And let me carry it one big step further. It's a big job for me, but I'll enjoy doing it. And you know, take advantage of the questionnaires, the investment planner and the financial planner. And the questionnaires don't take long to fill out, about a half hour. And let me provide you with a report, some follow-up, and I, you know, I'm not going to try to sell you anything. The only thing I'm selling you right now is to pick up the phone. It's very simple. It's 1-866-897-9678. And for the geekier of you, and I'm sure there are plenty in the greater Columbus area, you could go to WOSU.org and say thank you to WOSU for the wonderful things they do throughout the community.
We work hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday. It's an hour discussion about the latest technology news and the newest gadgets. On Wednesday, every week, you hear Wellness Wednesday. It's an hour of programming dedicated to the latest in medical news and tips on diet and exercise. Maybe you listen every Monday for our reporter roundtable where we talk about the latest news in Columbus at the State House and in national politics. All sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, programs to tell you important news happening in Columbus, and shows that introduce you to interesting authors. If these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a gift of support. Your call right now will help pay for All Sides in the months to come. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Stephanie Miller and Columbus for your pledge of support. We have just about 22 minutes to go. 866-897-9678. Let's make your, you know, let's get on the phone right now, show your support, and then you can get back to listening to Jonathan Pond and his financial advice. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Jonathan, I'm putting someone on the air right now who disputes your descriptions of annuities. Mm-hmm. Mary in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mary.
Thanks, Ann. Ann, I'm a former annuity actuary,
yep.
And although I'm not a qualified financial planner like Jonathan, but I very much dispute that annuities are a gimmick.
Yep.
There are many reputable companies. You may have heard of one, Nationwide Insurance Company, one of the largest annuity writers in the country, and very big and charitable organizations in Columbus. And there are a lot of reputable actuaries at these companies who are working so hard right now trying to design products to solve two issues. Issue number one is all the people calling in saying, I don't know what to do. Stock market was way up this year, but my God, the world looks like it's going to end. What do I do? Well, one of the things you can do is an annuity which will give you some of the upside, not quite all of it, and there are so many different designs coming out. It is complicated, but a good agent can help you through this and give you some of that upside while letting you sleep at night because there are guarantees. And actuaries go to school for a long time, along with investment professionals, to learn how to give you these guarantees. It's not the guarantee that the FDIC will give. It's not the government. It's the insurance company guarantee, but you can have more than one company. Secondly, they're trying to solve the problem of people with so much money in well, not so much necessarily, but to them, to each of us, money in our 401k plan, and now we don't know what to do with it. It used to be we had a pension that our company would give us money, and insurance.
Okay,
companies-
okay, Mary, I take your comments seriously. I am on the consumer side of this, although I have read enough about these annuities with guarantees to worry about them. And I have all the praise for actuaries, but they're not making the decisions as to what's offered and the sales tactics that are allowed. I can't tell you how many people I have had, like Robin, who are told the world's falling apart, put half your money into annuities. I talked to a guy recently in New Hampshire. He had $2 million in TIA CREF, and he came very close to putting every cent of it into an annuity with guarantees. So I think they're oversold. I'm not averse to annuities, but I tend to hesitate investing in annuities when interest rates are so low, because you could agree actuarially, and we have to go on, but you can agree actuarially that that these annuities are tied to interest rates, and that's one reason all of these have come forth, is that it's a tougher sell on a straight fixed annuity. Anyway, thank you so much for your comments. And if you can reach me on the internet, please do. I'd like to continue our discussions.
Yeah, Mary, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. If it's now that magic moment when you want to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, we can take care of that too. The number is 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. When we say All Sides with Dan Fisher, that's exactly what we mean. We're going to bring in alternative points of view as they pop up, where we welcome them, we embrace them. I appreciate Jonathan Pond's willingness to engage in those conversations. That's the kind of people we have on All Sides with Dan Fisher. That's what you look forward to every day. So tell us this is something that's important to you, like Kathleen Rosati from Westerville. Thank you, Kathy, for your pledge of support. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. It's our spring membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. They're paid for with listener support. And in return for your contribution, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $120, and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report. It's done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you a personalized financial planner. And as he mentioned earlier, sometimes it's shorter or it's longer. It depends on your circumstances. That's because it's personalized. Plus, you get Jonathan's book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Muhammad at Dublin for your pledge of support. The best deal of the day: for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Marilyn Schwab in Delaware for your pledge of support. We're looking for 15 more pledges before the end of the hour. We have a little over 15 minutes to go. I know we can get 15 more pledges. If you're listening now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Join the other listeners who have made their show of support in this hour while I have Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert, on the line. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Let's talk about how much money. I mean, you know, you've talked about people needing millions in savings to be able to afford to retire.
Or that's the impression people are often left with.
Right. That's the impression. People are nervous. I mean, people sometimes are working longer than they have to and don't even have enough time to enjoy the money they have saved. Is there a rule of thumb for what to save?
It all depends on when you start.
Okay.
Here's something that's interesting. If you're working in high school or whatever and you contribute to an IRA for 4 years, say 18 through 21, and then you stop, just let the money grow, it will accumulate as much money as somebody who starts at age 35 and continues for 30 years. So part of it is dependent upon how much you when you start saving and how much. I would say that those in their 20s, if they can get to the 10% or 15% range, I often say 10% for retirement, 5% saving for a house, they should be fine if they continue that 10 to 15% rate. If you get into your 30s and beyond, it becomes tougher. It probably jumps to at least 20% if you're starting from scratch in your 30s. But that also is to have a pretty good retirement. You can have an okay retirement with a lot less than that. Social Security is going to be around, and if you've got a long work history, you should get a decent Social Security benefit. So I would think the savings would be measured not in millions, but probably in hundreds of thousands of dollars. Another point I've often used, and which is important for those that are approaching retirement and don't like what they see, if you work an extra year beyond which you had intended, just enough to support yourself, it will and postpone Social Security by a year over what you might have done, it will increase your lifetime income by 10%. If you do it 3 years, it will increase it by 25%. And if you increase it by 5 years, just continue working 5 years, your lifetime income will be increased by 40%. So there's something to give people, late starters, to give them some encouragement as to what can happen. I think a lot of people are working well beyond the normal retirement age for lifestyle reasons, for financial reasons, and sometimes for both. I think we're seeing boomers being more and more reticent to retire, even though they can afford to. Let's see what goes on. But at the outset, you quoted a large number of people that had to retire involuntarily, and they fear their retirement. I think the fears are overblown, and I think some of it is, and it has nothing to do with my discussion with Mary. It has something to do with the financial services industry scaring people. You just see the ads now, just scaring people. I don't think that's the way to do it. I would much rather encourage people than frighten them. And that's what we're about here. I do hope there's a number here I have, 866-897-9678,
right,
or WOSU.org. Call in now and take advantage of one of the planners. By the way, as Ann often reminds me, that a lot of people take these gifts, the three gifts, at the $200 the $20 a month sustainer level, and they give them out. They give them to a kid, maybe a parent.
That's right.
A friend.
I mean, it may be your parent is getting ready for retirement, or they're 10 years into retirement and they're worried about their money. It doesn't matter. This is any age, right?
Sure, it is. Of course, we haven't had an age range of the late teens to the late 90s for people who have completed their questionnaires. And by the way, you have the book and you have a coupon to download a copy of the book. So there are four items here. I would have no idea how to download a book. How about you, Ann?
Yes, I can.
You can. Okay.
Yes, because of Tech Tuesday, I finally learned how to do that. Yeah. Hey, thanks to Pam Schooley in Columbus for your pledge. That means 14 pledges to go and 10 minutes to go. I know we can do it. If we hit that 14 pledge mark, you know, we're looking at how many new members we can bring in to the fold this pledge drive. We're shooting for 900. Be one of those 900. Do that right now. 1-866-897-9678. Show your support at any level that you can afford. How much do you value 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher? And then, you know, there's got to be an equation in there. How does that factor into your overall financial health?
Mm-hmm.
How much can you afford and how much do you value? We can't all pay, you know, and support 89.7 NPR News at the level that we value it at, but do what you can. 866-897-9678. We are a public media radio station. We depend on the public. We depend on our listeners for their support. It's our spring membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is that $20 a month as a sustainer because you get everything. You get to support public radio. You get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, all of which can be shared with other people. You don't have to use them all. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I don't think that we've been offering a thank you gift for as many years of anything we've ever offered before, as many years as we have Jonathan Pond's gifts, because these are perennial favorites. People use them. They do this every couple years. Sometimes people do it every year, get their financial planner updated by Jonathan Pond. 866-897-9678. A sense of financial security never goes out of style. You never get tired of that feeling of relief at night, that sense that you can sleep at night knowing you're doing the best that you can do. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. We have just 7 minutes left in the hour. Go to WOSU.org if going online works better for you. 866-897-9678 is the number to call right now. What are the biggest financial, the most common maybe financial mistakes that new retirees make?
Spending too much.
Like how so?
I'm of the opinion that the die is cast when you retire. When you establish spending pattern in retirement, it's very difficult to cut back. Now, there are often a couple of years, first couple of years of retirement where you may overspend. But if you get to the point where you establish a retirement lifestyle that is beyond what you can afford, you're probably headed for trouble. And that's one thing. So a second area is laboring under the assumption that you need to change the way you invest when you retire. And typically that means get more into income-producing securities like bonds and less into stocks. Actually, Anne, the way you invest is dependent upon how much time you're going to need the money. And a couple age 65 now has a last-to-die life expectancy of 27 years. I feel it's important to assume a life expectancy of 95. Now, for the millennials out there, I would say 100, because you need to prepare financially for that. You may want to live that long, but you got to prepare financially for that. And that means you need a lot of growth out of your investments when you're 65, if it's got to last you 30 years. And those that rein in their investing, and rather than reining in their spending, are headed for trouble. And it's usually once it's found out, it's too late. I hate to be dour about that, but I've had too much experience in that regard in the past.
Thanks to friends of the show in Columbus for your pledge. 13 pledges to go in just about 5 minutes to go. I know we can do it. We have people over there waiting to take your call right now, Central Ohioans, that show their support for 89.7 NPR News by volunteering their time answering their phones. So if you want to talk to a fellow Central Ohioan who's at work right now waiting for your call, give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. My guest for this hour is Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert, shares his expertise and also the fruits of his labor. His book, Money Smarts, the subtitle is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security, for a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we will send you that book. The book is newly updated. It was just most recently updated just a month ago, so it includes references to the new tax laws. For a gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get that book. You cannot find it in bookstores. You cannot order it online, but you can get it right now at WOSU.org. It's a great way to get started with Jonathan Pond's philosophy on saving, on spending, on investing. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering the three thank you gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 to learn more about those gifts. Jonathan Pond, do you get different kinds of questions in the spring than you do in the fall? Like, we're just approaching, it's tax season. Do they tend to be different?
They tend, it's often, questions about 401k contribution levels and things like that toward the beginning of the year. How do I manage to fund an IRA for next year when I had trouble doing it this year? And that is to put the money aside every month so you'll have enough for the following April when you do it. Toward the end of the year, they're looking at more big picture items, estate planning, insurance. Have they had an insurance checkup? Mm-hmm. So there is some seasonality to this business. One point I wanted to raise, we talk about the reports, and they're comprehensive but understandable. I like to think that they're hopeful and helpful, which they are. But we summarize these reports. I don't want you to get a 40-page report and feel overwhelmed. So we summarize the reports in order of priority. These are the most important things to do. And then we go down to these are crucial but not immediate. And then these are, kind of embellishments to improve your financial future. And that's important. And it varies for everyone. The beauty of this is every report I do is different because everyone's situation is different. But don't feel overwhelmed. You'll get your checklist. And I've had people say, we love checking off what we've done. And then we do next year through our station. We get another report, and then we're able to check off more of the stuff because we've done it. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Kathy Temple in Newark for your pledge. 12 more pledges to go in just 2 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is listener supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, Global, Local. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for your support today. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Well, Ann, I much appreciate it. I enjoy the people out there and wish you all the best. Hey, spend a little less, save a little more, and remember WOSU, your greatest community resource.
All Sides works hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday. Wednesdays, it's Wellness Wednesday. Perhaps you listen every Monday for our reporter roundtable where we talk about the latest political and public affairs news in Columbus, the State House, and nationally. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, programs to tell you important news happenings in Columbus, shows that introduce you to interesting authors. If these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a gift of support. support. Your call right now will help pay for all sides in the months to come. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. If you listen to us often, if you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a lot of different topics, from news of the day to long-term trends. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. We'll keep doing that all week, every day. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you so much for your support. Again, it's 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. And thank you.